Divers are still searching frigid 50-foot deep water in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, where a state of emergency has been declared after a cargo ship ran into a bridge at 1:30 this morning, causing the bridge to collapse into the river.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
That's Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who also just moments ago said,
"We pray for the construction workers who are on the key bridge, and we pray for everyone who has been touched by this tragedy."
Melanie Alwick is with Fox 5 TV on the scene of the bridge collapse.
We had heard that there was a construction crew that was working on the bridge at the time of the impact, and that some of those members may have been plunged into the water. There's also that speculation, that belief that there were probably cars or trucks, vehicles on the bridge as well during that sudden collapse.
Two people have been rescued, one hospitalized in serious condition. The Supreme Court is about to hear another abortion case. This one challenges the FDA's approval of the widely used abortion drug mifepristone.
The Alliance for Defending Freedom argues the FDA removed regulations like in-person doctor visits, making it less safe for women using the pill. OBGYN Dr. Christina Francis says the argument isn't about abortion.
This is about taking care of our patients. It's not about whether someone is pro-life or not pro-life. This is about ensuring that women have fully informed consent.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren argues that the FDA has made clear mifepristone is safe and effective, and the case is a way for Republicans to push a national abortion ban.
It's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. American journalist Evan Gershkovich, arrested a year ago Friday in Russia, is going to have to stay jailed there until at least the end of June after a ruling today. Gershkovich denies he's a spy. The U.S. calls him wrongfully detained, demanding Russia free him. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks rising on Wall Street so far this morning. The Dow is up only about 4 points, but the Nasdaq's gaining 85. The S&P 500 is up 14. There is a new stock trading today under former President Trump's initials. DJT is the Nasdaq symbol for the Trump media company that runs his Truth Social app. Now, its stock is replacing Digital World, or DWAC. And DJT is up about 38% over the old stock closing price yesterday.
Now, many of these shareholders hopping in, they're not the traditional investors. A lot of them are smaller retail investors. They're Trump supporters who want to plug their candidate, but not the type to hold the stock for a while. Now, DWAC saw its share price increase as the former president won states throughout the primary season. So analysts are hypothesizing, rather, that those betting on the stock are also betting on Trump's election campaign.
Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. The price of oil is barely budging. Still just shy of $82 a barrel. Gas also pretty much unchanged today. AAA's national average for regular remains $3.53 per gallon, but that is a nickel more than last Tuesday, 27 cents higher than a month ago. Mickey D's will soon have a new menu item, something for breakfast that it won't even have to make.
McDonald's will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide by the end of 2026. The two companies have been working together, testing Krispy Kreme donuts at McDonald's in Kentucky. Three types of donuts will be sold at McDonald's: original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate ice cream filled. Krispy Kreme will deliver the donuts daily to McDonald's locations.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot last night, so
the jackpot now grows again to at least $865 million for Wednesday night's drawing, making it one of the top five biggest Powerball jackpots in the game's history. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since New Year's Day. Meantime, the Mega Millions also with a huge jackpot, sitting at $1.1 billion ahead of tonight's drawing.
That's Ted Lindner. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.